of Lord Chaitanya are unlimited. No one can properly describe his activities. Yet I make the attempt out of greed. This best reveals my shamelessness. Prabhur tirtha yatra katha sunije jatan Chaitanya charani paya gadha premadhan. Whoever hears of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pilgrimage to various holy places attains the riches of very deep, ecstatic love. Chaitanya charita shuna shraddha bhakti kori matsarya chadiya muke bala hari hari. Please hear the transcendental pastimes of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with faith and devotion. Giving up envy of the Lord, everyone chant the Lord's holy name, Hari. E kali kale ara nahi kona dharma, Vaishnava Vaishnava sastra ekohi marma. In this age of Kali, there are no genuine religious principles other than those established by Vaishnava devotees and the Vaishnava scriptures. This is the sum and substance of everything. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. One must have firm faith in the process of devotional service and the scriptures that support it. If one hears the activities of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with this faith, he can be freed from his envious position. Srimad Bhagavatam is meant for such non-envious persons. Nirmat Sararam Satam. In this age, a person should not envy Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement, but should chant the holy names of Lord Hari and Krishna, the Mahamantra. That is the sum and substance of the eternal religion, known as Sanatan Dharma. In this verse, the word Vaishnava refers to a pure devotee and fully realized soul, and the word Vaishnav Shastra refers to Shruti or the Vedas, which are called Shabda Pramana. The evidence of transcendental sound, one who strictly follows the Vedic literature and chants the holy name of the Supreme Personality of Godhead will actually be situated in the transcendental disciplic succession. Those who want to attain life's ultimate goal must follow this principle. In Srimad Bhagavatam it is said that Vedic literature, direct perception, history and hypothesis are the four kinds of evidential proofs. Everyone should stick to these principles for the realization of the absolute truth. Chaitanya Chandrera Lila Agada Gambira Pravisha Korita Naris Sparshi Rahitira. The pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are like an unfathomable ocean. It is not possible for me to enter into it. Simply standing on the shore, I am but touching the water. Chaitanya Charita Shraddha Yashuni Jejan Yateka Vicharetata Paya Premadhan. The more one hears the pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with faith, analytically studying them, the more one attains the ecstatic riches of love of Godhead. Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami has just in the previous chapter narrated the wonderful miracles that Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu performed during his travels to South India. Miracles in the sense that he had transformed the hearts of so many millions and millions of persons. And this is, in fact, the greatest miracle. At this particular time, the Christians are celebrating. Yesterday was Good Friday. Tomorrow is Easter Sunday. The life and the teachings of Lord Jesus Christ. In the scripture it is described many great miracles he performed. He rose a dead man named Lazarus. He gave sight to the blind. He gave the power of walking to the lame. He was able to make one loaf of bread fit to feed thousands of people. Many such miracles. But what he explained is that the real miracle was the words that he spoke. Because those words had the power to transform a person's heart and instill with faith in God. And that place where he did not have to perform any of these supernatural demonstrations, but persons simply out of their natural sincerity listened to what he had to say, he explained they are most intelligent. Because the supernatural performances of so-called miracles in this world are simply a manipulation of the material elements. But they cannot bring upon love of God. It is by the mercy and grace that comes through sound vibration into our hearts that actually can awaken that love. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Yogeshwar. He is the master of all mystic potencies. And he could perform anything. He can create the universes or destroy them at his sweet will at any time. But Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's, the greatest miracle which he gave to the world was the transcendental sound vibration of the Absolute Truth and the Holy Name of God. Because through this medium of sound, he is performing the miracle of transforming our hearts into realization of our eternal spiritual identity. And this miracle has been introduced into the world by Lord Chaitanya, and through his disciplic succession, this miracle is still performing the most inconceivable, extraordinary pastimes. For anyone who hears submissively and chants the holy names of the Lord will become spiritually transformed, will become gradually detached from material sense enjoyment and attached to the eternal loving service of the Lord, which is the real enrichment of our existence into its natural spiritual joy. Lord Srila Prabhupada was once asked, "Can you demonstrate for us some miracle?" And he explained that these young people, addicted to material life and sinful activities, now they are living pure, now they are doing everything as an offering to the Lord. That is my miracle. And that is the greatest miracle. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu not only demonstrated in his own life, but even today, Srila Prabhupada explains, wherever the devotees are preaching Krishna consciousness, we must know it is the enactment of the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. All the activities of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, when they are performed in harmony with the instructions of Parampara, we should know that whatever takes place is the continuation of the divine pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And whoever is so fortunate to participate is actually one of the associates of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in his wonderful lila. That is the great kindness Srila Prabhupada has given, is he is inviting and allowing all of us to actually participate in the supreme pastimes of the supreme most essence of all avatars, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Srila Prabhupada ki. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu returned from South India, and he came to Alalanath, where he chanted and danced with his devotees. Kal Krishna went and informed Nityananda Prabhu, Damodara Panda, Mukunda Dat, and Jagadananda Pandit of the Lord's arrival. And with great eagerness, they traveled to Alalanath. And soon Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya also came, and they were chanting and dancing in great ecstatic love together. Then Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya brought Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu back to Puri and invited Lord Chaitanya and his associates to his own house for prasad. And the wonderful, wonderful feast that Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya offered to Lord Chaitanya and his associates was something which was truly a personification of his love. It is a fact, whatever we offer to the Lord, we should know that that thing is meant to be a personification of our sincere affection and desire to serve. When we come at Guru Puja and offer Srila Prabhupada a flower, it is not that we are just offering him a flower, but that flower is meant to be the personification of what is within our heart. We are offering him, through the medium of this nice flower, our devotion, our affection, our sincere desire to serve him. And if it is offered in that spirit, that is the most fragrant, most soft, and most beautiful flower in all of creation. Even if it is just a little leaf by the material perception. But if we offer it out of pride or with negligence, then even if it is the most beautiful blossomed lotus flower, it will not have any fragrance. It will not have any beauty to Krishna or his pure devotees. So Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, he cooked the most wonderful possible prasad and served it to Lord Chaitanya and his devotees and insisted that that night they stay at his house. So all the devotees remained there. And all night long, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was describing to his associates his wonderful pastimes in South India, describing the various transcendental experiences that took place during his travels. And we cannot even imagine how Lord Nityananda Prabhu and Mukunda and Damodar and Jagadananda and Sarvabhauma and the others were just wrapped in ecstatic love, listening from Lord Chaitanya's own mouth about his wonderful activities during the 2 years when he traveled through all the various provinces of the southern part and western parts of India. And he told to Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya that I traveled far and wide, but I have not found any Vaishnava like you. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took great happiness in praising his devotees. And then he explained, and by your mercy, I had met Sri Ramananda Rai. And the pleasure I derived from meeting Ramananda Rai was something wonderful. And Sarvabhaumabhata Bhattacharya replied, "This is why I requested you to meet Ramananda Rai, because I knew you would find great, great pleasure in associating with such a pure devotee of the Lord, with such deep transcendental realizations." Just before Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came, to go back a little, King Prataparudra approached Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. And he inquired that, "I have heard that a very exalted personality was living in Puri." And Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya said, "Yes, this is Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is the most merciful of all incarnations. And he has descended to spread the chanting of the holy name everywhere. And through this process, he has come to give love of God to everyone." Just by hearing this from Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, King Prataparudra replied that, "I accept that what you said is the truth. Where is he now?" Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya said that he is traveling throughout the provinces of the south. And King Prataparudra said, "Well, why did he leave? Why did you allow him to leave?" Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya said that he is the independent personality of Godhead. Whatever he desires will certainly be fulfilled. But I understand that within a few days he will return. And when he returns, we require to give him a place of residence. It should be a very solitary and quiet place, and it should be very close to Jagannath's temple." Upon hearing this, Maharaj Prataparudra, "I know just the perfect place, the house of Kashi Mishra. It is very clean, very quiet, very secluded, but yet it is only a few minutes' walk from Lord Jagannath's temple." Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya went to Kashi Mishra and asked him if this was all right. And with great, great happiness, unlimited joy, Kashi Mishra extended the invitation for the Lord to come to his home. So from Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya's house, after spending the night discussing his wonderful pastimes, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya took Lord Chaitanya to the house of Kashi Mishra. Kashi Mishra, upon seeing the beautiful golden form of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, offered his prostrated obeisances, and at that very moment he surrenders his entire life, all of his property, his everything before the Lord. And the Lord, being so pleased with his humility and his devotion, revealed his beautiful forearm form to Kashi Mishra. And then he lifted Kashi Mishra from the ground, who had fallen unconscious, and with great, great affection, he embraced him. And upon embracing him, Kashi Mishra, just from his heart, all these symptoms of ecstatic love began to manifest throughout his body. And then Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya called many of the residents of Puri. Previously, all the devotees of Puri were coming to Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, begging him, "Please, please arrange an appointment so that I can have darshan with Lord Chaitanya when he returns." So Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya wanted to satisfy everyone's desire. So many of these great, great souls came to Kashi Mishra's house, and Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya began to introduce them. He told to Lord Chaitanya that these devotees are all the confidential servants of Lord Jagannath here in Puri. And they have been longing and longing for all these years to see you and to serve you. Just as the Chautauqua bird is always with fixed consciousness meditating in a great spirit of longing, of separation, for one drop to fall from the cloud, in the same way the hearts of all these devotees have been single-pointed longing in great anticipation to meet with you and to serve you. And Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya began to introduce many of the devotees. This is Janardan. He is the one who's in charge of repainting Lord Jagannath every year when he is performing his Navayovanam Lila. After Snan Yatra, Lord Jagannath gets completely renovated and repainted every year. And this is Krishna Das. He is in charge when Jagannath is on procession of keeping people away by holding a golden cane. And this is Sikhi Mahiti, who is in charge of doing the writing and making the calendars of all the festivals every year for Lord Jagannath and his devotees. And in this way he introduced so many of the wonderful associates to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he said that these devotees, they are all like the ornaments which decorate the beauty of Jagannath Puri. At that time, Bhavananda Rai entered into the house of Kashi Mishra along with his four sons. And they all offered their most prostrated obeisances. And Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya introduced him that this is the father of Srila Ramananda Rai. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu very affectionately embraced him. And he said that the glories of the father of such a jewel-like devotee as Ramananda Rai cannot be explained within this mortal world. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu expressed that anyone who is related to a great devotee of the Lord actually is very much dear to the Lord. And the father of one who is dear to the Lord is glorious. So glorious, Lord Chaitanya explains, that his glories cannot be described within this mortal world. And then Lord Chaitanya said to Bhavananda Rai, he said, "You are Maharaj Pandu, and your wife is Kunti Devi, and your five sons are the five Pandavas." Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu revealed to him and to the whole world the previous birth of Bhavananda Rai and his family. And Bhavananda Rai, upon hearing Lord Chaitanya praising him such love, he became very humble. And he said that, "My Lord, I am a fourth-class man. Within the society, I am a very lowly Shudra." He said, "I have no good qualifications. I am too much addicted to the miserable situations of this material world. But you are so merciful that still you have touched me. And the fact that you could touch such a lowly and sinful person as me is the evidence that you are the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna himself, who has incarnated in this world to deliver the most fallen. And therefore, I surrender my body, my life, my home, my riches, my wife, all my children, I surrender everything to you." Srila Prabhupada relates this to the beautiful song of Thakur Bhaktivinoda. manaso deho geho jokichu mor arpilun tu alpade nandakishor. My body, my words, my family, my home, my wealth, my everything I surrender unto you, O son of Nanda Maharaj. This is the actual meaning of surrender. That whatever we are, whatever we have, we want to use it all for Krishna's service, without hesitation, without reservation. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, seeing the sincerity of Bhavananda Rai's surrender, he said, I accept everything. And Bhavananda Rai said, here is my son, Vaninath. I offer him to you on this very day to be your personal servant. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted that. Srila Prabhupada, he very much took serious Bhavananda Rai's offering. He would often tell people, the biggest problem in India is that parents are not offering their sons to full-time engage in preaching Krishna consciousness and assisting Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission. He said, this is the miserly, degraded condition of India, that the parents are so attached to the material sense gratification of their families, they will not give a son to me to help me spread Krishna consciousness all over the world. But Bhavananda Rai, without asking, gave his son. He is yours. Let him serve you. The beautiful loving relationships between Ramananda Rai's family and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is something very extraordinary and purifying. At that time, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked all the guests and visiting devotees to leave. And he spoke only to his most intimate associates. That this Kal Krishna Das, he came to South India to be my servant. But he left me to join the Bataharis. He gave up my service, being allured by women. And therefore, I have somehow or other, I have saved him, rescued him, and brought him back. But now, he can go wherever he wants. But he can no longer stay with me. Upon hearing this, Kal Krishna Das, his heart broken, began to weep, cry. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left to go to take his lunch. Meanwhile, the devotees could see that Kal Krishna Das was totally rejected from the personal service of Lord Chaitanya. But they had great compassion upon him, and they began to consider how to engage him in another service, how to pacify him and show him mercy. And they had a plan that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has been away for several years, and the devotees in Bengal are feeling very desperate separation, and they do not know the Lord has returned. We can send Kal Krishna Das to Bengal to tell the wonderful pastimes of Lord Chaitanya's South Indian tour to all of them and report that he has returned to Puri. So Nityananda Prabhu, Mukunda Dat, Damodar Pandit, and Jagadananda Pandit approached Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and asked, can we send one man to Bengal to inform Sachi Devi, Advaita, and the devotees that you have returned? And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu replied that you can do as you like. So then they brought nice quantity of Jagannath's Mahaprasad, and they gave to Kal Krishnadas and gave him a special, very intimate service to the Lord. And he traveled to Bengal, and there he went to the house of Mother Sachi and delivered the prasad and explained the good news about the Lord's return to Puri. And she was so excited. And soon Srivas came, and he explained to Srivas everything. Then he went to the house of Advaitacharya, and Advaitacharya was just roaring in ecstatic love. Mahaprabhu has returned. And he called Haridas Thakur. They were chanting and dancing in celebration. And Advaita, to celebrate that Lord Chaitanya has returned to Puri, he announced there would be a 2 to 3 day festival. And all the devotees of Navadvip and Sachi Mata, and then the devotees of Kulinagram and the devotees of Srikanda, the Shantipur, they all came. And there was a wonderful, wonderful festival. And after the festival, they all decided that immediately we will all go to Jagannath Puri together to see Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This is a wonderful, wonderful understanding that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in order to properly teach the world, he had to be extremely strict with Kal Krishnadas, who had fallen away from his service, and by the power of Maya, he actually left the Lord. And Srila Prabhupada explains in this regard, this is the power of Maya, because Kal Krishnadas was inattentive. If we are not extremely attentive in our devotional service, at any moment Maya can take us away from the service of the Lord. Even if one is the personal servant, even if one is directly in the association of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, if one is not extremely cautious and careful, Maya can take us away. Srila Prabhupada said, if it could happen to Kal Krishnadas, what to speak of the rest of us? How careful we must every day chant at least 16 rounds of the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. How carefully we must follow these 4 regulative principles. No illicit sex, no intoxication, no gambling, no meat eating. How carefully we must associate with devotees and honor devotees and guard against making offenses to devotees due to envy. How carefully we must understand the good fortune that we have in hearing Srila Prabhupada's wonderful teachings and in serving the Lord. If we are very, very careful in this way, Maya has no power to take us away. But if we are negligent in our sadhana, if we are negligent in our humility and our desire to serve the Lord and deal with His devotees, then Maya can easily take us away. Take us away in such a way that we don't even know that we've been taken away. Maya can be more subtle than the subtlest and grosser than the grossest. She could take away our taste for hearing and chanting and devotional service, which is the greatest treasure we've ever been given, is the inclination. By the mercy of the spiritual master, we have been given the inclination to serve, the inclination to accept the Yuga Dharma of the chanting of the holy names, which is the means of purifying our heart. When we lose our taste for these things, we have lost the greatest treasure of our life, which cannot be exchanged for all the money or all the fame or all the pleasures of this world. So we must be very, very conscientious and very careful to protect this most treasured gift that has been given to us by the Lord and His representatives. Also, a lesson to be learned from this story is that the servants of the Lord are often empowered by the Lord to be more merciful than Himself. For the sake of teaching the people of the world how deviation from the path of service must be punished, it must be taken notice of and rectified, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu rejected Kal Krishnadas. But the devotees accepted him. This was Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's desire. And they made him happy by giving him a wonderful service to Lord Chaitanya. There is a similar story. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he came to Madras where they had a Gaudiya Math, and there was a particular brahmachari. And this brahmachari actually, in a very reckless and uncultured way, he left the ashram and he engaged in unacceptable activities. But sometime later, he was genuinely, very, very seriously repentant and begged Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati, please, please, be merciful and allow me to serve you again. And Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati, in the mood of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, was very strict. He said, no, I reject you. You cannot be here. And then the person, like Kal Krishnadas, was weeping and crying and left the place. And then Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati told the senior devotees of the math that after I leave, you should accept him back and accept service. And they said, how can we accept him back when you have rejected him? Because we are only your representatives, your servants. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati said, the servants must be more merciful than the master. And he cited this particular example of Kal Krishnadas and Lord Chaitanya. He said, in order to establish the principle so that people cannot think that these things are all right, these deviations are all right, I must take a hard stand. That is the social principle that must be established by the acharyas. Otherwise, if they don't take a hard stand, then they will be cheating the ordinary people. People will think it's all right if I do like this. I'll be accepted. But because he is genuinely repentant, you should accept him back and engage him in service. Kal Krishnadas was given a very, very blissful service. He was the center of everyone's attention in all of Nadia. He was bringing the good news of Lord Gauranga's return, and he was giving Jagannath's prasad to everyone. At that time, Paramananda Puri had come. As you remember, Lord Chaitanya met him at the Rishab Hill during his trip to South India and asked him to join him in Puri. So Paramananda Puri at that time came to Navadvip, and he was invited to stay at Sachi Devi's house. And Sachi Devi served Paramananda Puri with such devotion, giving him wonderful prasad. He was simply so blissful to be in the house of the Lord's mother in that most wonderful association. And when Paramananda Puri heard that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had come back to Puri, he immediately left. And when he came to Puri, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu began to worship him. And Paramananda Puri explained how Kal Krishnadas has come and he has told us that you have arrived. And all the devotees of Bengal are coming, but I could not wait for them. I had to come immediately. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was so happy to see Paramananda Puri, who was a godbrother of his own spiritual master. Lord Chaitanya respected him and worshipped him always. And Lord Chaitanya arranged a nice solitary room for him to stay near the house of Kashi Mishra. And Lord Chaitanya gave one servant to Paramananda Puri. The next day, Srila Swarup Damodar Goswami arrived in Puri. And when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw Swarup Damodar, he was filled with happiness. As Swarup Damodar Goswami came and offered his prostrated obeisances to the Lord, began to offer beautiful, beautiful prayers of love at the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya. Swarup Damodar Goswami was one of the most intimate associates of the Lord during his Leela in Navadvip. And at that time his name was Purushottam Acharya. When Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to Katwa to take sannyas from Srila Keshava Bharati Maharaj, Purushottam Acharya went completely mad. It was intolerable that the Lord had left Navadvip to take sannyas. So he just went right to Varanasi. And there he took sannyas from one sannyasi of the name Chaitanyananda Bharati. But the way he took sannyas was completely transcendental. He took sannyas from this great spiritual master, and he accepted the spirit of a sannyasi. Spirit of sannyasi, Srila Prabhupada explains, means one's body, mind, words, and life are exclusively meant for Krishna's service. Sannyasi means one has no distraction, one has no diversion, one has no attachments in this world that in any way, shape, or form interferes with his service to the Lord. That is the spirit of sannyas. But he did not accept many of the formalities of sannyas, like the saffron dress or the danda. He accepted sannyas completely in spirit. He would not accept a sannyasi name either. He wanted to maintain his brahmachari name. Brahmachari under a Bharati or Tirtha sannyasi is known as Swarup. So he was named Swarup. So he kept that name. And with the permission and blessings of his spiritual master, Chaitanyananda Bharati, he went to Puri as soon as he heard Lord Chaitanya had returned. And Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami explains that there was no one that was equal to Srila Swarup Damodar Goswami. He would sing so beautiful. He sang just like a Gandharva. And he was so learned that in spiritual discussions he was just like Brihaspati. He was the very second expansion of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself. He was his constant associate. He was the very embodiment of ecstatic love for Krishna. And when he would sing kirtan, he sang with such sweetness and such devotion, and he had such incredible musical skills. Lord Chaitanya was so happy with his kirtan that he named him Damodar. And therefore, his name became Swarup Damodar. Damodar was a name given by Lord Chaitanya because of his beautiful singing, and Swarup was the name that his sannyas guru had given him. And it is explained when he would sing kirtans,
Throughout Jagannath Puri, anywhere Lord Chaitanya was, Swarup Damodar was always by his side. He was always singing beautiful kirtans for the pleasure of the Lord. And Lord Chaitanya, whenever he would sing, tears would come from his eyes and his hairs would stand on end and his limbs would tremble and the ecstasies of love of God would very much manifest. And when Swarup Damodar Goswami would sing kirtan, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would become sometimes completely unaware of the external world. And when Damodar Goswami was singing kirtan, Lord Chaitanya was dancing and he fell into a deep well. And the devotees, when they saw Lord Chaitanya just disappeared in this well, they were so much in concern. What could have happened? So they went in great anxiety, running to the well to somehow bring Lord Chaitanya out. And when they looked down inside, they found that when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu fell into the well, the whole well transformed within. It filled up with fresh butter. The Lord Chaitanya was just laying in this nice fresh butter. And they took him out of the well. During his stay in Jagannath Puri, the two most important sannyasis who were associates of the Lord were Swarup Damodar Goswami and Paramananda Puri. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu kept them always by his side. Paramananda Puri was always immersed in meditation on Krishna. And Swarup Damodar Goswami was always immersed in chanting the holy name. He would regularly sing to the Lord the songs of Vidyapati, Chandidas, and the Gita Govinda of Jayadev Goswami, which would bring unlimited happiness to Lord Chaitanya. Swarup Damodar Goswami was so trusted by Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that it was a regulation that no one was allowed to bring any composition of poetry or songs for Lord Chaitanya to hear until Swarup Damodar Goswami first approved that it was proper according to the Siddhanta of Vaishnavism. Lord Chaitanya would not even meet people who wanted to present their ideas unless Swarup Damodar Goswami first approved. And the reason was this, that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would become very unhappy when he would hear Bhakti Siddhanta Virudha and Rasa Bhasa. Bhakti Siddhanta Virudha means philosophy or statements that are not according to the Shastra, which establishes pure devotional service as the only ultimate goal of life. And Rasa Bhasa means the overlapping of mellows. Even within the realm of so-called devotion, oftentimes the explanation or the creation of various songs which mix different mellows in an unpalatable way. Srila Prabhupada explains that real Vaishnavas will never involve themselves in Bhakti Siddhanta Virudha or Rasa Bhasa. And therefore one must be very, very careful to not be influenced by these ideas, because in a very subtle way they actually spoil our real understanding of devotion. That is one reason that Srila Prabhupada was very careful that devotees just don't go anywhere and everywhere, even amongst apparent devotees, Vaishnavas, different societies, because are they actually bringing the real Siddhanta? Is there Rasa Bhasa? Is there Sahajiyism? There are so many schools of Sahajiyas. And by hearing these things or associating with these people, it actually changes our understanding and our realization and our appreciation of pure devotional service. Swarup Damodar, there's one beautiful story of a devotee. And he happened to be learning from someone who was not really a very good devotee. And he wrote a composition, and he wanted to present it to Lord Chaitanya. Lord Chaitanya wanted Swarup Damodar Goswami to hear it first. So he presented his poem, and Swarup Damodar Goswami said, "For this offense of Rasa Basa, you will go to hell. You cannot sing this to Lord Chaitanya." And this devotee was very much frightened, and he began to offer obeisances and great apology. And then Swarup Damodar said, "All right, you don't have to go to hell. But you should not get information from these sources. You can atone for this offense by always hearing Bhagavatam, Gita, and the Vaishnava Shastras in the association of Lord Chaitanya's true devotees. In this way you will be able to understand and you will be able to write beautiful, wonderful narrations based on the substantial truths of Vaishnavism." Lord Chaitanya was so happy to see Swarup Damodar Goswami that he lifted him up and embraced him. And as he embraced, both Swarup Damodar Goswami and Lord Chaitanya fell unconscious in ecstatic love. Lord Chaitanya began to speak. He said, "I had a dream that you would come. I was like a blind man, but due to your presence, you have restored my vision." In this way, from that moment on, Swarup Damodar Goswami became the personal secretary and the constant companion of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We know that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is none other than Krishna, with the spirit of the bhav, mahabhav of Srimati Radharani. And Swarup Damodar was the most confidential and intimate of all servants of Radharani in the spiritual world of Krishna Loka. Lalita Sakhi descended as Swarup Damodar Goswami. The next day, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was sitting with his devotees discussing the pastimes of Krishna, and then appeared Govinda. Govinda came and offered his obeisances to the Lord and explained how, "I was the personal servant of Srila Ishwarapuri. And just before Ishwarapuri departed for the spiritual world, he instructed me that I should come and become your personal servant, the servant of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu." Upon hearing this, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya inquired from Lord Chaitanya that Govinda is from a family of Shudras. Why did Ishwarapuri, who is a very, very great Brahmin sannyasi, why did he accept a Shudra for a servant? This is against the Vedic injunctions. Lord Chaitanya explained to Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya that the Supreme Personality of Godhead is all-powerful. And similarly, his representatives, the pure devotees, are all-powerful. And the power of their mercy and the purity of their grace is beyond the Vedic rules and regulations. The testimony of this is Lord Krishna accepted food at the house of Vidura, who was also a Shudra. This is the power of the greatness of the great souls. Sakshadharitena samasta sastraya. That the power of God is within the genuine spiritual master. And through initiation into the chanting of the holy names of the Lord, even an untouchable can become better than a Brahman. This is the power of the grace of a pure devotee and a guru in disciplic succession, because it is the power of Krishna himself. After explaining this, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya became very satisfied with Govinda. But then Lord Chaitanya inquired from Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, "What should I do? He is my godbrother. He is the disciple of Ishwarapuri, and he was personally serving Ishwarapuri. Therefore, he is worshipable to me. How can I accept service from him?" And Srila Prabhupada explains in this regard that every godbrother should be considered worshipable because of their connection to our spiritual master. And therefore, we address every godbrother or godsister as Prabhu, which means they are our master. Because they are the servant of our master, they are our master. We should not accept service from godbrothers and godsisters. We should see them as worshipable Prabhus. So Lord Chaitanya inquired from this way, from Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, who replied that it is the order of Ishwarapuri to him that he become your servant. And the order of the spiritual master is so powerful that it takes precedence over every other consideration. And he used the example, the spiritual master of Lord Parasaran was Jamadagni. And when he told Parasaram to kill his mother, he immediately killed. The order of the spiritual master must be understood. Of course, Parasaram was so intelligent that he understood that when my father has such power, that if I please him, he will give me a benediction. On hearing this, he began to think within his heart, "The Lord does not approve of my deer skin. I have put on this deer skin simply for the sake of false prestige. But one cannot cross the ocean of birth and death simply by wearing a deer skin. So I will take off this deerskin if it is not pleasing to my Lord." And as soon as he thought this in his heart, Lord Chaitanya understood. And he asked someone, "Go bring him nice sannyasi clothes." So someone came and brought Brahmananda Bharati nice sannyasi clothes, and he put them on, and then Lord Chaitanya began to worship him and offer him all respect. And Brahmananda Bharati, he said to the Lord that, "I can see that there are two Brahmans in Puri. One is Lord Jagannath, who is the non-moving Brahman, and the other is Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is moving Brahman." And when Lord Chaitanya heard this, he said, "Actually, there are two Brahmans, Brahmananda Bharati and Lord Chaitanya, but we are Jivatma Brahman. And there is one Supreme Brahman, Jagannath. But you and me, as Jiva Brahman, we are always subordinate to the Supreme Brahman, Lord Jagannath." So they had two different opinions. So then Lord Chaitanya asked Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, "You tell us, of the two opinions, who is right and who is wrong?" And then Brahmananda Bharati began to state his case more. He explained that the fact that you had the power to take away all my false prestige by convincing me to give up my deer skin means that you are the Supreme Personality of Godhead. No one else could do like this. And besides that, according to Mahabharata, The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, appears in the age of Kali with a beautiful golden complexion and takes sannyas and lives in the forest to give love of God to everyone. Therefore, I can understand that all these descriptions in the scriptures perfectly fit you. So there is no question, you are the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And when Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya heard this, he said, Brahmananda Bharati is victorious. That is my declaration. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's reply was, of course, the disciple is always defeated by the spiritual master. And Brahmananda Bharati replied, no, the Lord is always defeated by the love of his devotee. Lord Chaitanya was so happy that he actually gave Brahmananda Bharati a place in his own Gambira, in the house of Kashi Mishra. He allowed him to stay directly with himself and gave him servant and everything. And Brahmananda Bharati became one of the constant associates of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Puri. Soon after that, Kashishwar appeared. Kashishwar was also a servant of Ishwarapuri. And when Ishwarapuri told Govinda to go directly to serve Lord Chaitanya, he told Kashishwar Pandit that he should travel to all the holy places, then he should come. So when he appeared, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted this godbrother of his service. And in this way, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was actually serving them. Lord Chaitanya exhibited when a devotee accepts service, he's actually giving service. To serve Govinda and Kashishwar, he was serving them by facilitating them fulfilling their spiritual master's instruction by allowing them to serve him. So he was accepting the service in the mood of a servant. And this is the way all Vaishnavas, if ever we're in a situation, an inconceivable, extraordinary situation, where we have to accept service from another devotee, we should never think we're accepting service. It should only be done in the mood of being a servant. Somehow or other, for this devotee to help him facilitate his service to his spiritual master, I may accept service as a service to help him. But we are always das, das, anudas. We should never consider ourselves Prabhu. Every other Vaishnava is Prabhu. So what was Kashishwar Pandit's service? He was big and strong. So his service was, when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would go to the Jagannath Puri temple, or whenever he was walking through crowds of people, Kashishwar Pandit would keep everyone a suitable distance so they did not disturb the Lord. And the Lord would never allow ordinary people to touch his feet. In fact, there's a story that one time a lady came up, a Brahmin, and touched Lord Chaitanya's feet. And he immediately jumped in the Ganges with all his clothes on. Just because he would not allow anyone to just touch his feet. And Srila Prabhupada explained that this is a very good lesson. He said devotees of the Krishna consciousness movement should not allow people to touch their feet. Because the karma of those people come into you. And even if the spiritual master allows people to touch their feet, he will have to suffer due to that, and it is not good. And Srila Prabhupada explained, during public events, the disciples should be very careful to not allow people to touch their spiritual master's feet. Prabhupada said, this facility is only allowed to very confidential devotees. Hare Krishna.
Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, while living in Puri with his devotees, would sometimes sit at the seashore, and upon seeing the beautiful waves of the ocean, he would cast his merciful glance upon her. And at that time, the ocean actually derived the same ecstatic pleasure as the rivers Ganges and Jamuna. Because every day Lord Chaitanya would bathe in the ocean with his devotees and have so many wonderful pastimes in the ocean. And it is explained that anyone who bathed in that ocean at Jagannath Puri would become free for sins and attain love of Krishna, because Lord Chaitanya made it such a holy place. And it is because Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was having so many beautiful water pastimes in that ocean that the river Ganges so swiftly is flowing toward the ocean, just to come to that holy place where Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had sanctified. Sometimes he would dance ecstatically on the shore of the ocean throughout the whole night. And one day, he came to Paramanandapuri's monastery. And he asked Paramanandapuri, "How is the water in your well?" And Paramanandapuri replied, "It is terrible. It is all full of mud, contaminated water." And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he said, "This is due to Lord Jagannath's Maya. Because anyone who tastes the water from your well will achieve love of Krishna. Therefore, Maya has made your well, the water, so bad that no one will drink it." Then Lord Chaitanya raised his arms and began to pray, "Oh Jagannath, please allow Mother Ganga to come and fill Paramananda's well with her waters." And then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left to go to the Gambira, which was his room in Kashi Mishra's home. And that night, taking Lord Chaitanya's order on her head, Mother Ganga filled up the well of Paramananda Puri with sweet, crystal, clear, pure water. And the next day, when the devotees discovered this, they called Paramanandapuri, and when he saw it, he fell unconscious in ecstatic love. And then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came, and upon seeing the beauty of this water, he was filled with bliss. And he announced the great benediction that anyone who drinks this water, bathes this water, or touches this water of Paramanandapuri's well will achieve the same effects as bathing in the Ganga directly and will achieve ecstatic love for Krishna. And then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu began to bathe and drink the water from the well along with all the devotees. And Lord Chaitanya began to praise Paramanandapuri. He said, "I have come to this world simply to satisfy Paramanandapuri. Paramanandapuri's love for me is so great that he has purchased me. My body belongs to him. He can sell me anywhere he wants to sell me. But there is no one equal to Paramanandapuri." This way Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu expressed his great joy to glorify his devotees. Shri Gauranga Mahaprabhu ki.